أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. May the peace and the prayer of Allah be shed on the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, in these critical times we live, the thing I fear most is for the Muslim Ummah to believe that they are the lower Ummah, to believe that they are the defeated, to believe that they are the third world, and to believe that we are running and following the current civilization, the Western civilization, and it is our role to take and the role to give. If a tree is cut off from its roots, naturally it will die and will be suitable only for fire. But it will not be able to spread a shade or bear a fruit. And if the Muslim Ummah become cut off from its roots, then it faces the threat of death. We should always remember that we are now weak by circumstance, not by nature. And that we are weak not because of our religion, but because most of us have turned their backs to it. We should remember that we are the inheritors of a great civilization, which beats the current Western civilization by every measure. On the ideological side, our civilization was founded on certain foundations. First, that man is not the supreme being, but is under a supreme being, whom he must worship and seek guidance from and abide by. Second, that humanity is a single family, sharing the common grandparenthood of Adam and Eve. We have created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you might get to know and cherish one another, not to despise one another. And this resolved to us the whole dilemma of race and color and arrogance and selfishness. Then we believe we are accountable. Our mission is to manage this planet according to its Creator's manual, not upon our desires or moods or instincts or inclinations or breed or creed. And four, that the greatest gift Allah gave man is the mind, by which to think, by which to discover, and by which to reveal God's tradition in His creation. All those are lacking in the current civilization, and have been the leaders to great disasters that our current civilization lives. Indeed, addressing our minds, the first word to be revealed in the Quran is Iqra, read. And the schism that occurred in Europe between religion and life never occurred in Islam. What occurred is the Islamic injunction to pursue knowledge and to discover and to invent and to be the best nation presented to mankind. Lest you think that invention and discovery are the monopoly of the current civilization, let me share with you some of the achievements of the Islamic civilization that in their time were no less than the current scientific and technological achievements. In the field of mathematics, the invention of the science of algebra is owed to the Muslims. Indeed, algebra is the Arabic word. The invention of the zero, the invention of trigonometry, the use of Arabic numerals instead of the Roman numerals, which made mathematics impossible. The word algorithm is an adaptation from the name of Al-Khwarizmi, the Muslim mathematician. In the field of chemistry, the discovery and the preparation of alcohol, indeed the word alcohol is the derivation from the word al-ghul, which is the Arabic word. The discovery and the preparation of sulfuric acid and the nitric acid and the aqua regia, which dissolves gold. The word alkali is an Arabic word. In the field of physics, there was the discovery of the structure and the function of the eye, and that we see objects not because our eyes send rays upon them, as was hitherto believed, but because our eye receives rays from the objects we see. The layers of the anatomy of the eye are indeed the same as put by Hassan al-Basri many centuries ago. The invention of the camera or its prototype, known as the dark box with the small hole, which produced the picture of the object, but it had to await the synthesis of photographic paper in order to register that. The science of lenses and the first eyeglasses were a Muslim make. The prelude to the telescope and the microscope were the works of Al-Hasan ibn al-Haytham a long time ago. In the realm of medicine, the discovery of anesthesia from a plant called the Darnell, instead of having to hit the patient on the head or get him drunk with booze. The discovery and use of suture material made from animal gut, which could be absorbed through the body and therefore suitable for stitching the inside of the body. The discovery of the pulmonary circulation, that the heart sends blood to the lungs to be purified and goes back to the heart through arteries and the veins that go to the lung. Hitherto, for 1,000 years, people thought that the blood moved from the right heart to the left heart through very small pores in the wall of the heart. The discovery and elucidation and description of many diseases whose description remains as is until this very day. The Islamic medical books were the only or the major medical books in the European universities for six centuries. In the field of geography, the first world map to be drawn in the form of a sphere, not on a plain, flat surface, was made by the Muslims. Vasco da Gama went on his journeys employing Muslim navigators and Muslim maps. In the field of the military, the first use of gunpowder for military purposes, after China used saltpeter for fireworks during celebrations. But the first use was by the Muslims for military purposes, the first gun ever. In the field of navigation, the adaptation of the magnetic needle to make a compass and use it on journeying and voyaging instead of just trying to look at the stars. Even in the field of aviation, the first attempt at human aviation was in 878 when Abbas ibn Firnas made the first aeroplane with moving wings and jumped with it from the minaret of the Mosque of Cordoba. He didn't make it, but this was the first ever attempt at making an aeroplane. And believe me, the list is long and the time is short. And they're just skimming it through and sampling some of the achievements of your ummah, of your spiritual fathers and the grandfathers. So we are not civilization orphans. We are the legators of a great civilization based on Islam, the same Islam that we have today. Only we have to utilize it. And we have our place in today. It is not only the matter of yesterday's. We can contribute to the current civilization not by producing a more powerful atomic bomb, not by producing another internet, not by producing another computer, but by providing the missing element without which the current civilization will crumble. The current civilization undergoes moral bankruptcy and will crumble upon the lack of values that we have. The current civilization, in spite of all the technological and scientific achievements, is threatened to die because of the moral degradation and because of the lack of values. We have the medicine, and tomorrow awaits us. Tomorrow awaits us in East and West. If we just digest our values, Islamic values, and if we just make the initiative of going out and offering it to a sick humanity. This great mission, the vital mission, the critical mission, the saving mission, is waiting for us to start and undertake it. And it is our religious duty to do it, because our ummah is supposed to be witness over the ummahs. And unless we are the perfect model of Islam and the preachers of Islam, we shall not be able to spread the light or be witness over the nations. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سأل ربكم يستجيب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, Islam is great and it takes a great people to carry its banner. Islam is not for the poor or the defeated or the weaklings or the lazy. Islam is for the people commensurate with its greatness. And it may be Allah sees to it that the repeated blows that fall on us might awaken us, wake us up to the call. Because we have been lazy and stuporous and asleep for centuries. And it is time to wake up. And maybe Allah in His wisdom willed that Islam would be implanted in this soil of the United States of America. It is for a wisdom of Allah. Not that you get richer or more comfortable or lead the softer life, but to implant the seed of Islam in fresh land. And it may be that Islam, which is chased in its own countries by its own rulers, might find an escape and a retrieve and a fresh start in this land. It all depends on you. Do you accept the message or do you refuse the call of Allah? If you refuse, Allah is in no hurry. He will wait until the better people come. But we would have missed the opportunity. And for that we will be responsible when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to fill our hearts with His love and to fill our hearts with love of Him, His Messenger, and our fellow Muslim and the fellow human being, and to make us worthy of being the Islamic Ummah, and to make us worthy of being the later day followers of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.